This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this overcast Thursday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the rottenest, no goodest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And I say it today and every day. If you don't like what you hear, don't listen. If you don't like what you hear and want to listen, listen. If you like what you don't like what you want to hear and you listen and you want to say something about it, don't hesitate to call. Because if I'm in the mood, we will talk about it. As you know, unlike most radio hosts, I speak for myself. I don't give a damn if I have too many listeners. Some radio hosts want listener after listener after listener, and I'm not that way. If it's something that I want to talk about or I feel that you guys want to talk about, I've got no problem. But I'm not going to sit here and kiss anybody's ass just to get them on the radio, and I think you people can understand and appreciate that. That's why I have listeners all over the country who listen, who don't call in, who listen and either agree or disagree with me at the restaurants, the bars, all over the United States. And I think that's what it's all about. Our lines always are open, though. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190, and maybe we'll get around to talking. I want to go national news, and everybody goes national news. But front page, top fold in one of the Slimocrat papers, on brink of war with Iran, President Trump steps back. Front page, top fold, big letters. That's a damn lie. He hasn't stepped back. Iran wants no part of the United States. Everybody knows that. Now, people will say, well, they talk about the United States and Iraq and Iran, they're going to challenge the United States. No, they're not. They don't have the guts. They don't have the ability to take on the United States. But at some point in time, they're going to try to push their agenda. And then these asswipe, all these news media outlets, people all over the country, I don't care. I don't care if it's CNN, MSNBC, they all use the same verbiage. They all talk the same crap on President Trump. Now, I've said before, I don't think President Trump is a perfect man. I don't think there's anybody out there in this great United States, and not only in this great United States, in this world of ours. I don't think there's anybody that's a great man. There's some good men, but it's amazing. It's amazing how they want to talk their crap. And hopefully everybody just falls in line. But when I read this and it says 6 days of fear for a full over war with Iran, President Trump said he would refrain from hitting back over Tehran strikes on American military bases in Iraq. Isn't that amazing? And that's a damn lie. And everybody knows it on both sides, both the Democrats and Republicans. They know it's a damn lie, but they're going to keep playing the game. And I have to say, I don't have much more credit on the Republican side as I do the Democratic side, because as you can tell, they start their fight and they go the direction they want to go. The Democrats start their fight, they go the direction they want to go. And they just hope, I guess, they come up with some kind of procedure where everybody wins a little bit and maybe everybody loses a little bit. But it appears to me that nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to lose in these conflicts. That's why they'll start their crap and they'll start fighting with people and they'll just wait to see what's happening. Let's take some callers. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, Mark in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to touch base on what you're talking about. Just get you off speaker. Okay, better now. But, yeah, Speaker Pelosi, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there has to be a law where the speaker can be fired. You know, 3 years hasn't done nothing. You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, look at San Francisco. I mean, they got signs like, you know, everywhere, you know, don't, no human waste. I mean, it's, her district is sick and she's sick herself. I just can't see how the president, how she can have more rights than the president of the United States. And I know it's the House, it's the Senate, you know, I'm not going to say the word for it, but.
Hello? Well, apparently we've lost Mark. So, Mark, thanks for the call. Call again if you can get to a line. But I will talk about Pelosi and all of them. They're two-year terms as congressmen, congresswomen. But they've enabled themselves to get in those positions for the last 5, 10, 15 terms. And they keep getting elected. Nobody gives a damn about Pelosi's district but Nancy Pelosi. Nobody gives a damn about all these other districts all throughout this country other than the people that are in their districts. But it's amazing how they can sit back and they can talk their crap and people will listen and people will not say, hey, you're wrong, it shouldn't happen that way. It's always, well, you know, you've got your right to your opinion and everybody does have their right to their opinion. But when people sit back and say, well, maybe we'll just sit back. Maybe we shouldn't argue with them. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we shouldn't do that. That's when all the crap hits the fan. And you can see nationwide that the Democrats are on one side, the Republicans are on the other side, and that's the way it's going to remain. That's the way it's going to remain. You're not going to get one half of one half of 0.5% of a Democrat to go the Republican way or vice versa. They just continue to fight and fight and fight. And the only way that we see who wins every 2 years for Congress, every 6 years for the state, for the U.S. Senate, and every 4 years for the President of the United States. Now, they can talk all their crap and say, oh, I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to talk about our last president, Obama. I don't want to talk about situations like that. But you're going to have to. You're going to have to sit down and talk. If it's a national issue, you're going to have to talk about it. If it's a local or state issue, you're going to have to talk about it. But so many people get up in arms, and they don't want to address the situation. But the situation at hand has to be addressed, and people better decide to address it, because if they don't investigate, if they don't address certain situations, it's never going to be right. It's never going to be right, and people understand that, but they continue. They continue to let it go. They continue to say, oh, things may get better, but things are not going to get better until we sit back and say, hey, it's time, we're going to make it better. But that hasn't come to the point, both with the Democrats on a national level or the Republicans, because nobody other than me and a few others all throughout this country, nobody's got the guts to stand up and say, hey, here's the way I feel. Now, I know you good people listening out there, a lot of you are not afraid, just don't want to call, you want to listen. But sometimes you have to stand up. And then after you stand up, you have to speak up. That's the problem in this country. That's the problem that's been going on. We've got such a small minority that always speak their crap, day in and day out, speak their crap. and they won't let anybody else speak because their way is the right way. Now, sometimes their way may be the right way. Sometimes it's not. Now, this situation that we're doing, that we're dealing with on a federal level, again, I think President Trump has done a good job. I think he's done a decent job. Not done a great job. I can't remember when I thought the last president has done a great job. They all make mistakes. We all, in every asset and facet of life, we all make some mistakes. And what we do, we need to acknowledge the mistakes we've made, work around those mistakes, and try to make it better. Nothing's ever going to be perfect, but we can always, always try to make it better. But so many people just keep their mouths shut, just like listening now, and I can understand that. A lot of people listening all throughout this country, listening to my show, they're afraid to stand up and say anything. Now, I think they're wrong, but that is their opinion. They've got every right. They've got every right to say what they want. They've got every right to keep their mouth shut if they want. And that's the problem. That is the problem. People are afraid to speak up when they think they're right. Not when they know they're right, when they think they're right. And there is a difference, and that's okay. But I'd like to hear everybody. I'd like to hear everybody's opinion, because everybody's opinion is as good as mine. And my opinion is as good as everybody else's. It's amazing what people say, well, that crazy romantic, you know, he talks off the top of his head. No, I don't. I speak my mind. I speak my piece. And I would assume other people should do the same. I know the listening audience we have in the St. Louis market. And it's a shame more people don't call. I know a lot of people will listen, and they just continue to listen. And if that's the way they feel, fine. But they ought to have enough guts, they ought to have enough brains, they ought to have enough determination that if they feel some way, that they should be able to express it. Now, maybe they'll be wrong at the end of the day. Maybe they'll be right at the end of the day. But everybody has the right to express their opinion. But it's amazing how some people will and some people won't. But we're going to stay on top of these national issues, even though everybody on every TV, radio station throughout the country, they're always on top of it. And after a while, after 4, 5, 6, 7, or 10 opinions that are the same, it gets a little old. But these news media people, they don't give a damn. They're going to keep hitting and hitting and hitting. And it's amazing. It's amazing in such a great country that we've let ourselves bow down and bend down to all this crap and not be able to say how we feel. I want to talk a little bit about Belleville, since we're on the subject yesterday. The Belleville News Democrat, they sold their building, their big building, and they're moving to the second floor. Listen, people. To the second floor of the in Public Square in Belleville. And their new address will be 23 Public Square on the second floor of the attorney's building in Belleville. Now, someone asked them who bought the building and what they're going to do with it. And of course, it was somebody bought the building, but they haven't said what the hell they're going to do with it yet. They had 120 South Illinois Company, that's the name they use. They've bought the building, but it says, as far as wondering what's going to happen with the new building, it says a simple answer is the Belleville News Democrat, the Belleville News Slimocrat, they don't know. The new owner, which is 120 South Illinois LLC, said that through their lawyer, that they're not ready to discuss their plans. Now, I've heard this through great sources, that asswipe, no count, good for nothing, wish he was somebody, but he's a nobody son of a bitch, the St. Clair County Board Chairman, Mark the Big Faggot Kern. That's Mark the Big Faggot Kern. I hear him and his corporations are the one that bought that building. Now, if they did, they bought it with his father's and grandfather's money, because they're the ones that have given Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, they're the ones that have given him the money to run these businesses. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they're going to move to the second floor of an office building on the square in Belleville, Illinois. Now, you know they're not going to have the room they had before. You know all their printing, and if you ever get a copy of the newspaper, unfortunate enough to get a copy, you see that it's printed out of Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, one of the two. It's nothing's ever printed in this area anymore. Now, they've talked about it for a day or two, then they just let it slide, and that's the problem. These bastards let all this crap slide. They say, hey, it's not being built here. It's not being produced here. It's not being printed here. And they continue to go on and on and on and on. And then they hope that people just shut their mouth and say nothing about it. Well, people aren't going to shut their mouth, because even though it is a local issue, the Belleville News Slimocrat, they still have quite a few subscribers. And people anymore, they're starting to back off. They're starting to see on the weekend, the newspaper, a weekend newspaper, people, in the Belleville News Slimocrat is $4 for the Sunday edition. They don't do a Saturday edition. They do their online edition. $4, and you get no new news. You get stuff that's been reprinted from the federal news. You get no new news. But they don't give a damn. They continue to sell it. And as they continue to sell it, you can see that every 6 months, as they're talking, that sales are going down. They're going down further because nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn about the Belleville News Slimocrat. They're getting to the point where nobody gives a damn about the St. Louis Post disgrace. Now, both papers can say, oh, no, business is good. We're doing good. We're doing this. And if they tell you that, they're lying, because they're not doing good. They're not doing good at all. And it's amazing how they think they can continue to run these newspapers and say how good they are, when in essence they're not. But they can print crap day in and day out, and people can say, well, maybe it's okay. But no, it's not okay. It's not okay. And whenever you let it go, and people think that they've benefited from the lies they've told, then they win. They win and you lose. And everybody will say, those people who listen on the radio, they're idiots. They don't know what the hell's going on. And it offends me, and I hope it offends you good people. And I hope that we continue to add on more listeners all throughout this country, because it's amazing the calls I get, the emails I get. Good and bad. I do get some bad, I got to tell you. Some people, for whatever reason, just don't like me, and I can understand that. For some reason, some of them I don't like. But that's the way it is. But we have to work around. We have to work around all this crap, and we have to come together and to come to some conclusion that's maybe not best for everybody, but is good for everybody. Let's take some more callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, you mean nasty bastard, you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Hey, you sound handsomer in 2020.
You know what? You sound drunker in 2020, so I think...
Well, you know what? The odds of that both happening is possible. Well, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, fine, buddy, but how about yourself?
I got no complaints. Sorry to hear about your hospital scare, but obviously the good Lord or the devil doesn't want you, so you're stuck here for now.
Well, you know what, Dave? Thank you. I'm not a religious guy, but apparently you are, and I'll take that as appreciation, not a respect for you. But let me tell you, Dave, I just think with the situation I had, they cut into my head. They found nothing. They sewed it back up and said that after 2 days that everything was okay. And it's amazing how some people, for whatever reason, and I'm not a churchgoer, for some reason, survive for a long time. But I honestly think it's because I'm a decent person. I'm not perfect. I'm like you and everybody else. None of us are perfect, but we're decent people who try to help ourselves and help our community. And at some point in time, people will understand that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Bob, you said it 1,000 times. You know, you can walk the walk, but you can talk the talk, but you walk the walk. You know, and money talks and BS walks. And there's 1,000 sayings.
Yeah,
allowed it.
You know, Dave, let me ask you a question since you're familiar with the area. With all those crimes still going on in North St. Louis, the first of the year, the first day, I think there was 10 shootings and 5 or 6 killings. Do you, and on a very, very serious note, do you ever think that St. Louis will get turned around, or do you think it's just going to be another city that went from bad to worse, and we're just going to have to write it off at the end of the day?
I honestly, and maybe I'm an eternal optimist, or some people might think I'm a pessimistic person, I honestly think it will, because here's what I think is going to happen, Bob. I think the masses of the good people are going to have enough of this crap. I come in contact with many people every day of every background, okay? Every color, every religious background, whatever. And the one thing the decent people have in common is they're tired of all this stuff. Now, hey, God bless the people that march and chant and all that stuff. You know what? That's all good and well. But you know what needs to be done is you got to call these worthless legislators. You've got to get inside their head and tell them to fix this crap.
You know what? I agree with you, Dave. But you know how many people will not address that situation? How many people are afraid to say, hey, we got put out on Front Street and it may hurt somebody, it may hurt us, it may expose us. But don't you find, and I'm sure you do, in your line of work and you get out and about and you're a great guy, don't you find that at the end of the day that these people better start taking not the people that they listen to serious, but start researching what's going on and take themselves serious?
Bob, I agree with you, but you know what? As like you and me, the decent, good, hardworking people don't, and I'm not making excuses for anybody. They don't have the time because they're working 40-plus hours a week. They're trying to be a husband, a father, a wife, a girlfriend, whatever, plus not to mention just a little downtime for themselves. But, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, we're going to have to look into it. Bob, here's one issue real quick you and I can fix, and I've talked to numerous people about this. God love the decent people that have to ride Metro Bus and Metro Crime Link. The Crime Link could be fixed real fast. Put up a gated system. It's not racist if you put gates up. You got gates going into the Scott Trade or whatever it's called. You got gates going into Busch Stadium. You can't get into the dome without a ticket. So why the hell should you be able to get on a bus platform, a train platform, without a paid ticket? I don't understand it. Bob, we just solved a lot of crime and a lot of decent people's lives would be saved.
You know, Dave, I agree with you, but here's the problem. I think people think it's too much to worry about. Now, this is just the Metro Link, or this is just the bus, and we're not going to have the problems. But I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, percentage-wise, I think we're going to see, and if it's not stopped, I think we're going to see more crime percentage-wise on these buses and on these Metro Links than we are anyplace else, don't you?
I absolutely agree. And, hey, look, you know, some of the blowback that the coppers got, that was a load of crap. And they're doing a great job. But you know what, Bob? I've said this forever. It's law enforcement's job, not the decent people, not the good, hardworking people, but the criminals, the thugs, the ones who break the law. It's the police's job to terrorize them, because guess what? Guess what the criminals do? They terrorize decent people.
Dave, on every angle. Well, listen, hey, I hope you have a good day. As always, appreciate you listening, appreciate you calling, appreciate you and what you do for our community all throughout, not just you, but everybody else like you. And at some point in time, I think people are going to have to stand up and understand and say, hey, these people that are out there protecting us, they're not perfect, but they're doing the best they can do, and we're going to back them one way or another, because without backing them, we've got nowhere to go.
Bob, I can't agree with you more, my friend. Hey, I know you're not a religious guy, but I'm going to throw many, many prayers your way that the good Lord keep you on this earth for many more years.
You know what, Dave? Thank you very much. Coming from you, I sincerely appreciate that. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I feel like I'm in good shape and everything else is going good. So I want to thank you and, again, everybody that listens and calls in. It's amazing. It's amazing at the end of the day how people will call and say, hey, you're kind of a no-good son of a bitch, Romantic, but we appreciate what you do. We know you're out there fighting the fight, fighting the cause, and that just makes me feel good. I'm not making any more money whether I do it or don't, but I do it because I feel it's the right thing to do. I've been a policeman long enough for so many years, and I know what it's like. I know what it's like. You know, you have to take the good with the bad. You have to take the bad with the good, and if you don't, something's going to happen. And if something happens, it's usually for the worse, not the better. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, you hear me? As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, you hear me day in and day out. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this dreary, overcast Thursday morning. And we're going to have many of those throughout the year, throughout the decades. And we're just going to have to fight through it. We're going to have to do the best we can do. We can't sit back and drink our coffee and moan and complain. We have to stand up. We have to speak up. We have to do what we think's best. We have to work with our friends. We have to work with our enemies. And when people start understanding that, I think we'll have a lot different situation going. Go ahead, Nathan. You're on the dark side.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Happy New Year, Bow Power, man.
Well,
hey, I'm a proud black man, but I'm stuck in this ghetto with these niggas. These niggas are over here just shooting and, aimlessly in traffic at the enemies and all that. What am I supposed to do, Bob?
You know what, Nathan? I really can't tell you. I was just going to ask you, why, if you feel you're stuck over there, get unstuck? Why do you feel that you're stuck over there? I know you're an honorable black man. I know you care for your family. Why don't you make the position and move your ass out and get to some place where it's safe for you and your family, whether it's in another black area, a white area, a conservative area, a liberal area, any kind of area? Why don't you, that's your decision. Why don't you make that decision?
I mean, what area would you suggest, Bob?
Well, you know what?
What's a neutral area?
Nathan, I couldn't tell you because there's a lot of neutral areas all throughout this metropolitan area, and it would be, I think, up to you to make that decision, to talk with your family to make that decision, because at the end of the day, if you don't make the proper decision, it's not going to come back to help you or your family in any way. Don't you agree?
Well, somebody told me if you want to move into an area, you want to see how the area is in the spring and summertime. Because the spring and summertime is when the niggas and the crackers are out everywhere. So, you know, in this area where I'm at, the niggas, they walk like 5 and 10 in the group. You know, at most times when people are supposed to be at work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They walking up and down the street with their pit bulls and their puppies and their whatever, their pooches.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though, Nathan, I have to tell you, I'm a proud white man, as you are a proud black man, but there's enough white areas that are the same way. You get these ass white bastard crackers and hunkies, and they do the same thing. They don't give a damn about what color you are. They just want to hurt you. I mean, there's just people out there that don't like someone because of the color of their skin, but there's also people out there that just don't like you because they don't like you. And I think that's a situation that, Nathan, you and everybody else that's in a bad or a worse area is going to have to make that determination that, hey, is it worth our while to get out, or do we stick around and just try to fight them? But again, I think that's a personal issue, not a political or professional issue, don't you?
What did you say, my brother?
I said, I think it's more of a personal issue for you to make that decision than it is a professional issue. It's going to be up to you to decide when it's time to move, when it's time to get out. And when you think it's time to get out, that's the time to get out. But apparently we've lost Nathan. You know, I feel for people like Nathan, black and white, because you have to make your own decision. You can't let somebody else continue to make your decision, because if you do, you're going to find out that you're going to be wrong all the time. I don't know about Nathan's situation. A lot of you good people out there don't know about Nathan's situation. People don't know about my situation. People don't know about your situation. That's why it never, never, never hurts to take everybody's advice. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to make a move until they're ready to make a move. And if they're not ready to make a move, they're not going to make the move. And that's what's killing our whole country. People were waiting for somebody else to decide. You can't wait. You can't wait for somebody else to decide. You have to decide on your own. Now, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to understand. You're going to have to understand what's going on. And after you understand what's going on, you're going to have to sit back and you're going to have to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I think's best for me. I think what's best for my family. And you're going to have to move on. It's amazing. You know, people will talk about, well, what's happening in everybody else's neighborhood. Here down in Florida, this Ugly Betty co-creator in Miami, 45 years old, kills himself, died of suicide at a Miami hotel on Tuesday. Now, for what reason, we don't know, but he's somebody's family. Somebody gives a damn about him. Now, I know I'm concerned, and I say to myself, I wish it never would have happened, but see, I have no control over this. You good people have no control over anybody but yourselves. But we sit back and we want to talk the crap constantly. We want to say, you shouldn't have done that. Your family member shouldn't have done this or that. And that's probably true. Your family member probably shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do about it. Families are going to do what they feel is right for them. Whether it's right or whether it's wrong, that's secondary. That's secondary to them. Because they're going to do, again, what they think's right. And if it hurts them at the end of the day, it just hurts them. But we have to just kind of let it go. We have to work around it. We have to work with it. And hopefully it works out for the better. I saw in St. Louis, a man's charged with opening fire on a car, killing 2 people. The St. Louis County prosecutors charged a North County man with double homicide. He opened fire on people in cars in Jennings a couple weeks back. They finally opened up charges for first-degree murder. He was held Wednesday in lieu of $750,000. That's $750,000 cash bond only. And people will say, damn, that's a lot of money. No, that's not even close to a lot of money when you're accused of gunning down two people. I think there shouldn't have been a bond, but again, that's just my personal opinion. But this man's been charged, and now we're going to see where that situation's going. Also, in St. Louis County, security guards, they kill a man that came up to them. They were doing some ATM work, and a masked man come up and tried to rob them in the parking lot of a credit union. And one of the would-be robbers shot at the security people and missed, but the dead man was identified as Garden Pruitt, 19, of the 4800 block of Persimmon Bend Lane in Black Lane. They said his accomplice got away, but they fired their weapons during this situation, and to me, with what I've read, that I think they're going to be okay. But there again, they've been taken off duty until the time comes. And a lot of people won't hear that. You won't hear that anywhere but here, unless you've read it in one of these slimy newspapers, which are all slimy to me. But again, there's two ATM guys, killed a man, a masked man, trying to rob him. And it's amazing. It's amazing how this crap continues to go on and on and on. And even in this article, it gives no description of the people trying to rob. Give no description whatsoever, other than they had a mask and he was from Blackjack. Doesn't say he was a black man. And after they've shot him and identified him, they have to know that he's a black man. But nobody wants to say it. Nobody ever wants to say it, because it makes everybody look bad. And that's what pisses me off more than a little. Before we take break, I want to talk. Funeral services are announced for the murdered attorney that was in today's Above All News Slimocrat. Funeral services announced for murdered Edwardsville lawyer. It's going to be next Monday, and it's going to be a private ceremony next Monday, and that's okay. It says Garden's funeral mass and burial will be private, one of the church leaders said, and if that's the way that him and his family wanted it, that's the way him and his family should have it. But it's just amazing. People will say, well, I wanted to come out and see him. Well, that's understandable, but if him and his family didn't want it, it shouldn't be. It should never be. It should be up to the family. It should be up to the family how they want the last rites and everything for their family member, if and when something should happen. And again, it's a shame that it has to be addressed that way, but that's the way it is, and that's the way you address it. Because if you don't address it, sooner or later, it will come back to bite you. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we'll keep the lines open maybe for one more call. Lines are always open, whether I answer it or not. Toll free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the last 3 or 4 minutes of the show. We usually don't have time for callers, but we appreciate everybody that's called today, everybody that's called and didn't want to get on the air. We sincerely appreciate everyone. Before we go, though, I want to talk about Representative Omar. You know how that bitch is. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. She says she's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, the U.S. Representative Jim Banks, a Republican, said Omar's comments were a disgrace, disgrace in quotes, calling the remarks offensive to our nation's veterans who really have had PTSD after putting their lives on the line to keep America safe. But, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how some of these politicians, they're just going to say whatever the hell they want to say. She said she felt ill because everything that was taking place in the Middle East, and she thinks she has PTSD. You know, we can sit back and say, well, maybe she does. Well, maybe she does, but I tell you what, I'm betting, and I think everybody that I've talked to and everybody that knows anything about her knows that she's a damn liar. You know, there's 3 or 4 of the squad, they call it, and these gals are Democrats. First-term Democrats, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But they'll talk their crap. They'll talk their crap day in and day out until somebody listens to them. But I think they've kind of hurt themselves in the scheme of things because with everything going on throughout this great country, with the election coming up, the presidential election in November, I just think that they're going to end up going by the wayside. So I hope at the end of the day, that people get what they deserve, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we can all have our opinion, but when we try to sway everybody else's opinion, I think that's when we have problems that we never should address. As always, it's about time to go, so let's continue. Let's continue down our road to make America and keep America great. Again, we're not perfect. We're not even close to perfect, but we're the best. We're the best in this world, and we're going to work through it. So as always, let's research what we have to research, both nationally, locally, and understand there is a difference. Understand there is a difference between national issues and state and local issues. But let's try if we can to work around each and every one of them, because at the end of the day, remember this if you remember nothing else from me. At the end of the day, we're all alike. We're all the same. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. We all do things right. We all do things wrong. And all we have to do day in and day out is fight through them. So let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wipe, bastard, no-count, good-for-nothing, political, parasitical, perverted punks, I say perverted punks, that we call politicians. And as you've heard me day in and day out, year after year, let's not only expose them, but let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy us, before they destroy every good thing that us decent Americans have done, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans. There's enough good. There's a lot more good to go around than bad. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, let's do what we have to do. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. As always, never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically. politically, of course, right here on the Dark Side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.